FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Please be aware the following story might be distressing for some listeners. A Durban animal rescue group has laid charges against a TikToker who posted a video of himself abusing two pit bulls belonging to a neighbor in Phoenix. In the disturbing footage, the young man is seen sitting on the fence of a home he was visiting, holding a plank with a long nail embedded in it. He reaches down into the neighbor's yard and hits the weaker of the two animals, an elderly, emaciated and sickly-looking dog named Drake. The dogs run off but come back, and Drake is targeted again, and the abuser and the person behind the camera laugh. Sean Yanker from the organization SAFE says they were appalled when they received the video and jumped into action.
We started doing investigation and managed to strike up a conversation with one of his followers on TikTok, and that eventually led to us receiving an address of where he may be in Kwamashu. We proceeded to that address yesterday evening. We did see the suspect, but he ran through the house and out the back. But his family was very cooperative, very shocked with what they saw. They were not aware of what he had done and provided us information of a possible location of where the dogs were.
Yanka says the dog's owner was not aware of the attack. The injured dog was removed from the property and taken to the vet.
The dog is exceptionally emaciated. The dog weighed 23 kilograms at his size. His proper weight should probably be in the region of 40 kilograms. And this has been a long-term case of neglect and not receiving vet care for that dog.
The National SPCA says it will conduct a home check and also remove the second dog. The organization is also planning to lay charges against the TikToker and the owner for neglect. The NPA is expecting a request from Duduzile Zuma Sambudla to withdraw the unrest case against her. Zuma Sambudla is accused of inciting the 2021 riots and faces charges of incitement to commit terrorism and public violence. Newswatch's Nishera Sudhial was at court and filed this report.
The 42-year-old, who was dressed in black and wore sunglasses, appeared jovial in court, even snapping selfies with MK party supporters who sang struggle songs in the gallery. The court heard that Zuma Sambudla's case was trial-ready, with state prosecutor Yuri Gangai requesting that it be set for November. It also came out in court that the former president's daughter approached the director of public prosecutions in KZN in a bid to have her case withdrawn. She now plans to go straight to the top to ask prosecution's boss Shamila Batoy. NPA spokesperson Mtunzi Maga says it's a bit of a spanner in the works.
The only hurdle now is the issue of representations, which unfortunately, in terms of the Constitution and the NPA Act, is a right that they are entitled to.
Zuma Sambudla will be back in court in August for a pre-trial conference. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
And the repo rate has been left unchanged at 7.5%. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kganyago says it was not a unanimous decision by the MPC.
For several quarters, we have enjoyed rising confidence in South Africa with a smaller country risk premium and lower bond yield. However, the global economy is not on a stable footing, and there are also domestic uncertainties which put these favorable trends at risk.
Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 30, Richards Bay 31.
And a look what's coming up in your sports. The game at the Kingsmead Stadium. Dragons call stumps on 276-7 in their four-day domestic series. Siya Kolisi will lead the Sharks in their URC clash against Zebra Palmer this weekend. South African winger Oswin Apollos anticipates a tough outing against Lesotho in their 2026 World Cup qualifier tomorrow.